Greetings, it is I, Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, 11 years podcasting, CYNLIBSSC.com on the interwebs, all that good stuff. Don't have a lot of time, but I was thinking, and I'm running through this shit in my brain for a future podcast, and I said, fuck it, let me just grab the goddamn recorder and do an anarchy moment. What I was thinking about, conspiracy theories. Specifically, because I was running through this process, you know, we've got Donald Trump, and then everybody's like, oh my God, he's so evil, blah, blah, blah. And I'm pointing out, are you aware that Donald Trump used to be a Democrat? Are you aware that Donald Trump invited Hillary Clinton to his wedding? Are you aware that Donald Trump gave money to the Democrats, that he's given money to Hillary Clinton, that he has said he likes Bill and Hillary Clinton, they're good people? And of course, nobody's aware of any of this stuff, because stupid people like block out the past, right? It's just like none of the people who voted for Obama remember that he was going to end the war, that he was going to close Guantanamo, that he was going to give everybody free health care, that he was going to create jobs. Just all of this shit is forgotten. It's like they have no concept of the past. So I'm thinking about this, and then this is going through my brain, and then this brings us around to the, you know, the Democrats are all terrified of Trump. And so I'm pointing out, I'm like, do you, and you don't know, this is why it's so useless to have a conversation with a statist, because they know absolutely nothing. They know nothing. They don't know. They know nothing. Everything that comes out of the mouth of a fucking statist is just an emotional response. Everything in their existence is just pure emotion. We get around to, do you know that there are many Republicans, because of course the Democrats have all their conspiracy theories. The Republican conspiracy theory about Donald Trump is that he's actually running for president to make sure that Hillary Clinton wins. Because, you know, he's friends with the Clintons, and he's given them money, and he used to be registered as a Democrat, and now he's registered, right? And so he's a Democrat plant. So this got me thinking about conspiracy theories, because everybody out there has their conspiracy theories, which made me start thinking about why people are attracted to conspiracy theories. Okay, I've talked about this a lot in the past, which made me start thinking about Michael W. Dean, and something that he has said many times in the past on the Freedom Fiends, which, disclaimer, I haven't listened to the Freedom Fiends in a very long time, so I don't know what's going on nowadays. But when he first started the podcast, before they were on the radio, I listened to the Freedom Fiends podcast pretty religiously. And he would always point out, he's like, why are we focusing on, well, we, all right, so there are people out there, and in this, we would include some people on the libertarian anarcho-capitalist spectrum who want to dredge up conspiracy theories. And, you know, of course, we have Alex Jones and the chemtrails is a great example of that. I watch Alex Jones every now and then. He does some good stuff, but he also does conspiracy theory stuff. So the question becomes, why are people interested in conspiracy theories? Now, I've put out other theories before, but I thought of something new this morning, right now, sitting here talking to you. Well, previously to talking to you. 5 minutes ago, I made a new revelation to myself. See, this is, if you're a statist, what I've done here is, I'll try to break this down for you as best I can, even though I know you won't be able to understand it because you're a statist and you are mentally, emotionally, intellectually inferior to me. What I've done here is I've made observations about the world around me. I've made observations of other people's behavior. And then I've gone through this process called thinking, where I used my neurochemistry and I used my brain, and I contemplated. I know you don't know what that word means. I don't really know how to explain what contemplating is. It's like thinking. Oh, wait, you don't know what that is either. I did this thing called thinking and contemplating. I said, why might people be so interested in conspiracy theories? And I came to a thesis. I've come to a conclusion which may or may not be correct. See, notice I don't have an emotional response here. I don't automatically assume that because I came to this conclusion, well, it must be right. See, this is merely a thesis. Just because I'm having an emotion doesn't mean that my emotion is a reflection of reality. For example, when you have an emotion and it says unto you that Obama is the Messiah. Okay, just because you're having an emotional reaction to the fact that Obama has black skin and he talked pretty, because he is the first clean, articulate black man the Democrats have ever been able to find, just because you have an emotional reaction to Obama does not actually mean he is the Messiah. Okay, so back to conspiracy theories, because I'm just digressing all over the place, because that's what I do, because I like the tangent. Okay, let me just fucking get to the end of the story here, because I have to move on. I got to be somewhere really soon. I think one of the attractions of the conspiracy theory is that people, and let me specify a little bit more. Why are libertarians / anarcho-capitalist, in some cases, so interested in presenting conspiracy theories? For example, back to Alex Jones. Why does Alex Jones push the conspiracy theory of chemtrails? Here is one reason for this. I think people push conspiracy theories. God damn it. I can't even remember the word for what I'm talking about. You know, here's something else I thought about. Ooh, tangent. You know what else I've noticed about especially left-wing statist and the fucking feminist statist? Do you notice how they are completely incapable of ever engaging in self-depreciating humor? Like, think about it. Like, watch some Anita. You listen to my podcast. How often do I rag on myself, right? I make fun of myself for mispronouncing words. I make fun of myself for losing my train of thought. I make fun of myself for smacking the microphone. I make fun of myself for dropping. You know, I poke fun at myself. Listen to how many Anita Sarkeesian videos would you have to watch in order to see Anita Sarkeesian engaging in self-depreciating humor? Right? Listen to or watch Stefan Molyneux. Or listen to or watch Aaron Clary. Right? We make fun of ourselves. We can poke fun at ourselves. You know why? Because we're not insecure little fucking fairies. Okay, back to conspiracy theories. I think, this is my thesis. Here's my thesis. Tell me what you think. And I don't know how I'd ever get evidence of this, and it's going to remain a thesis. Here's my thesis. People, such as Alex Jones, attempt to call attention to conspiracy theories such as chemtrails because, and this isn't necessarily just anarcho-capitalist libertarian, I'm never going to get to the point. This isn't just, it could be anybody, you know, whether it's the left wingers with their conspiracy theories, the right wingers with their conspiracy theories, right? It doesn't matter the ideology of the person who's sending forth the conspiracy theory. Alex Jones puts forth the chemtrail conspiracy theory because he thinks that the reason people are not able to wake up to the evils of statism is simply because they have not been sufficiently shocked the conspiracy theories are brought out by individuals who think, whoa, if I just show other people something so over the top, the people will wake up, right? So if I can just, if people just don't know about chemtrails, and if I just show them chemtrails, oh, they'll just wake up and they'll realize the government is bad. Here's why I think this is flawed. And maybe flawed isn't necessarily the word. Here's why I think this isn't going to work. That's a better way of putting it. If your target audience, let me rephrase that. The American people, let me rephrase that. This is the people who live in the United States, because America is a continent, not a country. The people who live in the United States are not intelligent enough to recognize that they have to get permission from the government to get married. Now, this is obvious. There's nobody in the United States who, other than like some newborn children, who is unaware that you have to have permission from the government to get married, even though in theory you're free and you own your own body. This is right there. It's right out in the open. Everybody knows that you need to get permission from the government to get married. And the 99% don't give a shit, because to them, getting permission from the government is normal. And they can't think beyond that, and they can't see beyond that, and they can't move beyond that. And they can't do these things because they are intellectually and emotionally retarded. They are inferior. And if you think that if you go to these inferior people and you start talking about chemtrails, that is somehow going to shock them into a realization that the government is bad, I think you are misinformed, and I think you are displaying a poor understanding of the human brain and human nature. And this really just comes back to what Michael W. Dean says. It's like, why talk about conspiracy theories when there's shit that's happening right in front of us that's not a secret? And that's the question I'm answering, is I think that is why people talk about conspiracy theories. I think people like Alex Jones thinks that if he throws these conspiracies out there, that might wake somebody up. And my counterpoint, and the reason I think he's wrong, is that it's not. Because the 99%ers, the sheeple, cannot see what's right in front of them. Trying to bring a conspiracy theory to light under the hopes that somehow or another this is going to enlighten them and open their minds, I don't think so. Right? It's just like with the Trump. You can try all you want to tell people that Donald Trump used to give money to Hillary Clinton's political campaigns. It doesn't matter. They have the ability to tune out anything they want. I can tell people all I want that Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Nah, well, okay, we'll find out in November, won't we? If you're attempting to use the conspiracy theory as a way of waking people up, I think you're wasting your time, because the 99%ers, and this is where I differentiate myself from a bunch of other people in the ANCAP movement who think, well, if we just present enough evidence, we can convince people the government is bad. You can't. You can't. You cannot convince people the government is bad. Statists are simply having emotional reactions. And some people might say, well, yeah, see, if we get enough conspiracy theory, it'll get enough emotion in them. And no. Their emotional reactions are based on selfishness. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Okay, that's my thesis on why people are attracted to presenting conspiracy theories, because they think the conspiracy theory will shock the sheep out of their sheep-like stupor, and the sheep will then come to agree with the ideology of whomever is presenting the conspiracy theory, be that an anarcho-capitalist, be that a libertarian, be that a Democrat, be that a Republican, be that a Green, be that a, it doesn't matter. Every political religious ideology out there has their conspiracy theories. Enjoy. All right, I gotta go do shit because I have a life. All right, bye.